Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhouseonline.com.au.
Well, Aussie TV audiences seem to love a character that is less than perfect, one that helps them to laugh at their own flaws and weaknesses. Offspring is the latest show to offer just that, and our TV critic Mark Adley has been watching it. Channel 10.
Hey, buddy.
Hello.
How are you going?
Good. You were suggesting it's TV's version of Bridget Jones's Diary.
Oh, I actually think it is. I mean, it's probably a train crash between Bridget Jones's Diary and Grey's Anatomy. I mean, insofar as that, like, you know, Grey's Anatomy is a real women's program. You know, this is a relational program. Any guy who's watching Grey's Anatomy, heads up, fellow. Okay, this is probably not for you. That said, Offspring is kind of in the same sort of vein. It really is a woman's relational program. And so you've got this strong female character, Nina Proudman, who's an obstetrician, and she's in a Melbourne sort of practice, or, you know, attached to a hospital. And she has a very together work life and a very, well, dissembled, you know, personal life. Mm-hmm. It's all sort of going all over the place. And she actually is really conscious of the tension she's struggling between. She wants to be successful in work. She wants to be successful in love. And she's struggling to find work. And in that respect, you know, my wife was sitting next to me as we were watching the opening episodes, and she was saying, that is just how women speak. You know, and not being a woman myself, I'd like...
Yeah, it's all right.
Well, I'd like very
you
much
learn
to...
something new, don't
well,
you
know, it's the way I dress. It's a bit confusing.
That's right, often.
But basically, this is a series that I think is going to have a lot of appeal to women. They're going to see themselves, and particularly they're going to see themselves as Australian women and how they wrestle, you know, with the tensions of relationship.
And it's the same team behind The Secret Life of Us.
Yeah, and look, you'll forgive me, but I'm personally more... you know, daunted by that, that I am excited on account of the fact that The Secret Life of Us, for me, was a program that, you know, began with very sort of high credentials and an idea of investigating life and what it was like to really struggle to be a modern person in Australia and that sort of stuff. And then ultimately just sort of, you know, drivelled out into sex and love stories. And really, this is starting the same way. And I would hope it has a better future. I mean, the people who promote it say that it's about discovering the forces that drive us all. Love, sex, babies, food and music. And I'm kind of hoping it just doesn't stop at love and sex. You know, I hope it goes on a little further.
Right. Yeah.
And it is rated M because it is trying to deal with how modern relationships go. And I'd say, like, particularly for Christians, you'll find it, I think... in some respects unbelievable, in other respects disturbing, because it's interesting sometimes to see that if you don't have a sort of a core to your life that tells you how relationships should be conducted, how people just sort of try and figure it out. And the answers they come to sometimes can be pretty surprising.
Mm-hmm. One of the most creative movies I've ever seen is American Splendor. And it's this part movie, part documentary, and then part cartoon about an underground magazine in the United States called American Splendor. Now, it's a very dark film. It's very nihilistic, and you won't, don't get it out on a day where you need a pep up at all. But creatively, it's amazing just because of the way that they've worked in all of these elements. And they've kind of worked in a bit of a cartoony, animatory kind of
field. Offspring, yeah, it's kind of like, look, if you know the style, if you're familiar with the style of Scrubs and how sometimes, you know, you've got characters who just stop and have these moments outside of themselves and they're thinking about what could happen if this really did happen, that sort of stuff. Mm. It is a bit fantastical that way. And so because the whole series, I probably haven't touched on this enough, but the whole series is about babies. She's an obstetrician and she is a child in a large family, if you like. She's got brothers and sisters and a dysfunctional dad and a broken marriage for mum and dad. And, you know, and then she is delivering babies. And so it's kind of like there's this tension between kids all start off perfect. And then what happens? How did Nina come about? How did we all get where we are? And I actually think that that's one of the best things about the series because, you know, look, it is really hard to find a television series that does more than pay lip service to how wonderful kids are. Now, kids are a beautiful thing, an amazing thing, a miracle, every one of them. And it is hard sometimes, you know, when you see television programs, put them in the context of what they take away, you know, or for that matter, the unacknowledged individual. I mean, even this series, even Offspring, treads a very careful line between how they refer to pregnancies before birth and how they refer to the babies that come out the other side. You know, it seems somehow that a uterus is the defining line for whether or not, you know, this is going to be a human being or not.
That's interesting.
And it's a bit of a struggle. But that said, if I just put that to the side, the series values kids. You know, and that's just really good. That's just great. And in fact, you don't see, you get professional women who are just excited about the idea of babies being born as opposed to seeing them some sort of full stop to whatever they might have to do in life. Mm-hmm. People are choosing very difficult circumstances just so they can have kids, you know, and that's something that, you know, it should be encouraging to us all, I think.
Thank you, Mark.
Mate, it's a pleasure as always.
Always good to talk to you, Mark Hadley, our TV critic. MarkAHadley.com is his website.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology. To hear more from Open House, visit openhouseonline.com.au.